the floater from five. No, take up by Baker. Got it. The Eagles are in front. Couldn't have come at a better time.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
He'll feed it off. Right side from 10. He hit the shot. He hit the shot.
And good afternoon and welcome to LST Johnson Arena in Moorhead, Kentucky. It's the battle for first place in the Ohio Valley Conference as the Moorhead State Eagles entertain the Western Illinois Leathernecks. Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Meraz along with Drew Barnett. All the chips will be at the center of the table today as MSU collides with Western Illinois. These two teams are not only tied atop the conference standings, but the Eagles and the Leathernecks also rate as the OVC's top two defensive and rebounding teams. We're likely in for a tough physical battle today that could end up going to the wire. Stay tuned. We're talking with Moorhead State coach Preston Spradlin in 2 minutes as our pregame show continues here on the Eagle Sports Network. Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hey, honey, can we talk?
Of course. What's up?
Well, I just thought you should know. I've been curious about the new Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream.
Have you felt this way a long time?
No, I just think I'd really like the taste of Dr. Pepper swirled with layers of flavor.
If you feel that way, I think you should try it, babe.
It's amazing. I mean, you're amazing, too.
New Dr. Pepper Strawberries and Cream. The new flavor you deserve.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Moorhead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Moorhead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena, Moorhead State, with OVC action taking on Western Illinois. I'm Chuck Meraz, joined by MSU basketball coach Preston Spradlin. Well, Preston, I guess if you want to put it into one sentence, this is the game for first place.
Yeah, you know, without question, and credit Western Illinois. You know, they've been playing terrific all year. They had a nine-game win streak going into last Saturday and tough home loss against TSU, and they bounced back very nicely on national television Thursday against a scrappy, you know, USI team. And so this is a good team. You know, they're very well coached. Chad's done an unbelievable job in his first year taking them over, and they have a real identity. They're tough. They defend, and they rebound. And when you do that, you give yourself a chance to win every night. So this is going to be a real tough matchup.
I was going to say, the two teams have a lot of similarities. They're at the top of the conference, 1-2, it seems like, in rebounding and defense across the board.
Yeah, without question. You know, I think we both kind of value the same things. We both guard. We both rebound defensively. We both rebound on the offensive side of the ball. We both share the ball really well. You know, although the way that we get to some of those things is very different. They do a great job of passing and cutting and making a lot of interior passes to their bigs and playing through their big men and playing off the post and things like that. Then obviously we do a great job of sharing that ball, driving, kicking, and spacing the floor with shooters. So, you know, two different personnels and philosophies, but, very similar results, and it's why they're a really good team.
Where do you feel like MSU has the edge?
You know, I think we've got to, make sure that we're executing at a high level. We're spreading the court out. We're taking the open shots that we get. I think we can be really effective in ball screens. But it's going to come down to, can you get stops? Can you do a really good job of applying personnel, communicating, keeping them out of the paint, and just finishing possessions? They're tops in the nation, in OVC play through seven games. They're rebounding 51% of their misses. We can't allow that. Can't allow them to do it. So our first shot defense has got to be good, but we got to finish possessions. Then I think we got a chance to get out and do what we do in transition, and that's where our team really excels and is really special. But you got to finish possessions, rebound to do it.
Good crowd expected today. How much can that help?
Oh, it can always help. We're really excited to, anytime we get a chance to play here at home, and I would anticipate having a good crowd, and you can already hear the band out there getting everybody riled up and ready to go. But that's always a big deal. Our guys play with great confidence and feed off the energy of the community and the campus coming in here and really cheering our team on. So that's always a great factor.
How important is what happens at the start of this game?
Well, yeah, it's important. It's important that we set the tone. It's important that we set the tone that we're going to play physical. We're going to screen you on the offensive end. We're going to get back to sharing the basketball like we're capable of doing. And that we're going to defend. We're going to defend and we're going to finish possessions, as we said, and we're going to be physical and gain the rebound, as we call it, on that defensive end. And so it's going to be interesting to see how they come out. They do a lot of tricky things with their switching, with their drop ball screen coverage. We'll see what they want to do in the post with a guy like Riley. And so, we'll do some things early on to see exactly if they'll show their hand as to what their game plan is, and then we'll strategically attack it from there. But getting off to a good start is important.
That's Morehead State Coach Preston Spradlin. I'm Chuck Mraz. More in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Meals, serving farmers since 1918.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for $1. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Keep your family warm with the red-hot grocery buys you'll find inside at Allen's IG at Moorhead. USDA Bose half pork loin is only $2.39 a pound. The large 24-ounce carton of Country Fresh cottage cheese is just $3. And jumbo sweet onions and sweet potatoes are only 99 cents a pound. These and many more warm meal deals are found at Allen's IG, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena in Moorhead, Kentucky. First place in the OVC on the line today is the Moorhead State Eagles, host Western Illinois. Before we get a little deeper into our pregame show, we'd like to send out best wishes to MSU's athletic director, Kelly Wells, ailing a bit, could not be here today. And I'll tell you this, pal, it's not the same without you, but we'll try to pull this one out for you.
Yeah. I would say, well, he's not here. We can say whatever we want about him, but he's probably listening.
Off the air,
he's probably listening.
Well, also, this week is the NABC Suits and Sneakers Week, and the Morehead State coaching staff will be wearing suits and sneakers today in support of cancer research. Now let's talk a little bit more about this ballgame. Western Illinois under the direction of first-year head coach Chad Boudreau, who is the associate head coach for the previous 3 years for the Leathernecks, has his team off to a 13-7 overall record, 6-1 in the OVC. On the road, they're 6-5. They're coming off a win on Thursday at Southern Indiana, 73-68. They'll line up with three guards and two forwards. At the point will be Ryan Myers, a transfer from Indian Hills Community College in Iona. 6'1 junior from Brooklyn, New York, averaging 13.5 points, 1.9 rebounds. He's also tops in the OVC in three-point shooting at 46.3%. The second guard is Quinlan Bennett, a Lamar transfer, 6'4 redshirt senior from Chicago, averaging about 8 points, 4 rebounds. The third guard, J.J. Calicon from Trinity College. He is a native of Louisville. He went to Wagner High School, 6'5 senior, averaging 7 points, 4 rebounds. One of the forwards, Josiah West, Southeastern Community College product, 6'5 senior from Elizabeth, New Jersey, averaging 8.5 points, 6 rebounds a game. And the other forward, the OVC's top rebounder, Drew Cisse, a transfer from Division II, Missouri St. Louis, 6'11, 230-pound senior. His hometown is San Diego, California. He's averaging 8.5 points, but nearly 12 rebounds a game to go along with that. Morehead State, under the direction of seventh-year head coach Preston Spradlin, who is just one win away from tying Wayne Martin in the MSU coaching record books for career victories. He has 129. Coach Martin had 130. MSU 15-5 this year, also 6-1 of the OVC, like Western Illinois, 9-0 at home. MSU with a 15-game home winning streak. Eagles have won two straight. They're coming off a victory a week ago at Southern Indiana, 81-70. MSU lines up with three guards and two forwards. The point guard, Drew Thelwell, who leads the OVC in assists, 6'3" senior from Orlando, averaging 9.6 points, 3.5 rebounds, and 6.1 assists per ball game. The second guard is Jordan Lathan. Lathan is a 6'4" senior. He's averaging 16.1 points and 6.6 rebounds. He's seventh in the league in scoring. The third guard is Khalil Thomas, the UMass Lowell transfer, 6'5", 200-pound graduate student from New Orleans, averaging over 11 points and 4.5 rebounds. Riley Minnix manning one of the forward spots, 6'7", graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida, third in the OVC in scoring at 18.9 points a game, third rebounding at 8.9. Deontay Miles in the post for Morehead State, the Xavier transfer, a 7-foot, 240-pound graduate student from Walton, Kentucky, averaging 5.9 points, 5.8 rebounds. Another note to pass along, both Khalil Thomas and Jordan Lathan could hit the 1,000 career point mark for their collegiate careers. Thomas at 996 right now. Of course, that includes his stint at UMass Lowell. Lathan, 992 career points, and that includes his previous stints at U Milwaukee and UTEP. The officials for this ball game: John Campbell, John Garrett, Grant Tyler. Coming back with more as we get things rolling here at Johnson Arena, here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
Two red hot ball clubs coming in. Morehead State has won 13 of its last 15. Western Illinois, 10 of its last 11. Drew, I'm really excited about this matchup. Both teams are very good defensively, well disciplined in the backcourt.
Yeah.
And both run very good sets offensively. Rebounding is just about even. The two teams 1-2 in the OVC right now in rebounding. Morehead State first at a rebound margin of plus 11.5. Second, Western Illinois at plus 10.7. The difference, I think, could be offensively. Morehead State has a few more weapons there.
Yeah, they do. You know, Chad Brugereau done a great job in his first year there, and it got off to a rocky start. I mean, as you oftentimes see when teams go through adjustments. But since the month of November ended, they're 10 and 2, and their losses have been by a combined total of 3 points, one by 2 points, one by 1 point. So they're playing as well as anybody in the conference, and like you said, a really good defensive team. Schematically, they're similar to what Morehead State likes to do. They like to play matchup. They like to guard on ball, so it's man defense on ball, and they like to leave a guy in the post. So they look like us. They're a really good rebounding team. They're a really good offensive rebounding team, which they need to be. They've won a lot of games just from second-chance points.
Quickly, we'll also point out the Morehead State women's basketball team played Western Illinois earlier this afternoon. Unfortunately, the MSU women fell to WIU 65-59. And this is a game a lot of people are watching. Morehead State with 15 straight wins at home. That's fourth best in Division I in terms of home winning streaks. And
yeah,
I still believe that the home floor could come into play in MSU's favor.
Yeah. And Western Illinois, they have six road wins. They won in Green Bay, one of the Horizon League frontrunners, the only team that's done that. So if they win today, I mean, suddenly they got two really strong road wins on their profile. But I agree, Morehead State's just been really good at home. I think they got the advantage offensively and hopefully on the home court.
Western Illinois dressed out in purple uniforms, the yellow gold numbers and letters. Morehead State with the home white uniforms with the royal blue numbers and letters and royal and gold trim. MSU will travel left to right on your radio dial. It's Miles up against Cisse of Western Illinois in the circle right now as the officials have them set. Opening tap control by WIU. To Myers, back to Bennett. Bennett down central, picked up as he comes across the line by Drew Thelwell. He'll work it high left, wide right to West. West drives it down the right arc, hands it to Myers coming out. He'll work between the circles, wide left to Calicon on Thomas. High right to West. West down the far wing on Minix, trying to back to the block on Riley. Takes it to his left, goes up and under. Reverse layup off the left hand, it's in.
Yeah, they just isolated Riley Minix and were able to get to the basket. Riley normally a good defender.
2-0 in favor of Western Illinois. Morehead State's first possession. Wide right, Latham. Near corner, Thomas. Thomas on Cisse. Takes it to his left. Shoots a three. Bangs it off the rim. Baseline left rebound. Myers. Long clear all the way down the floor to Cisse. Baseline right. And he blew the gimme layup. But got his own rebound. Baseline left. Then threw it right to Drew Thelwell. Morehead State with a three-on-three break. Thelwell to the right wing. Thomas, a good look from the wing. He'll shoot the three. Bang it off the glass.
Wow.
And a Western Illinois player goes to the deck. West, as he was knocked down, and the foul on Morehead State.
Yeah, that was an open look in transition. I like that Morehead State looks to be getting transition opportunities because they, I think we do have an advantage athletically, but the ball, unfortunately, went about 2 feet wide of the rim.
First team foul on Morehead State, waiting for the announcement of the personal foul. Right side, controlling Calicon toward the far corner. Cisse trying to back Miles in. 2-0, Western Illinois. He'll take him to his left, to his paint. Up and under to his right with a scoop left. Off the glass, off the rim, no rebound. Riley Minix for MSU. Minix got that last foul.
Down the floor, Miles, baseline left for the slam of Jamma.
All right, and Morehead State, look for them to do this for the whole game. They're going to try and beat Western Illinois down the floor and get transition opportunities.
2-2 the score. Here comes Western into the offensive end where Morehead State awaits to play defense with a man-to-man. High right, out for it. West took it from Myers. Down the right sideline. Throws it on the bounce feed to the baseline. Bennett comes to the left corner with it. To Calicon. Straight away, West for three. Clank off the rim, no. Left of the lane, the rebound. Morehead State's Drew Thelwell. Thelwell left of the logo to the offensive end of the far hash. Standing dribble there. Bennett right there with him. He'll circle back to his right. Bennett hangs with him. Now Miles trying to set a screen. Now I think they've got a foul.
Yeah.
On Bennett, who reached in just a little bit too aggressively. First foul on WIU.
And they really were, I mean, they were defending aggressively a long way from the basket.
Inside the right hash with a new 20 on the shot clock. Lathan inbounds out front. He goes to Thelwell. Coming around left to right to the near wing, Thomas. Thomas skips it back out. Head of the key, Miles. A bounce left to right for it. Here comes Thelwell to the right elbow. Far side, open Lathan. He'll shoot the three, bangs it off the rim. No. Floor rebound toward the left side. Lathan had it, lost it off his leg. Out of bounds at the baseline.
So, yeah, Morehead State yet to hit a three, but two really good looks just didn't go down.
Yeah, sometimes you can be a little bit too juiced up for a game, and that may
be the situation
here. A little bit too much adrenaline on the Morehead State side. Myers to the left wing, hands it there to Calicon. Got it to West, to Calicon. Back to Cisse, kick out near side to West behind him. Myers off the screen for a triple. Front of the rim, a miss. Right block rebound. Thomas collects it and goes down the far sideline on the dribble. Back behind him, Thelwell fakes up top, looks, he'll set the offense with 23 on the shot timer. He's to the right of the emblem, guarded loosely by West. Drew Thelwell takes it to his left off the mile screen, far corner Thomas. He'll fake, drive in, the runner from five off the angle, got it.
And Morehead State that time just spreading out the Western Illinois defense and then driving it and scoring.
4-2 Morehead State. West at the near side on Minix, trying to get to the block, trying to pound his way to the paint, gets there. Double team, turns, hooks, heel of the iron, no. Miles high in the air for the two-hand rebound. Got it to Minix, who gave it up the right sideline to Thelwell. Thelwell across the line. Eyes the traffic. Turns left, comes top of the key off the horn set. Takes it left to the lane to the block. Spins it inside the lane. Miles on Cisse. Baseline hook off the glass and in.
And what a move by Deontay Miles. That was beautiful to create the shot and then get the bank shot to get it to go. 6-2 Morehead State. Two really good offensive possessions.
Western Illinois quickly to the front court. Myers works the dribble to the left of the lane. To the block to the baseline. Puts up the runner. Off the glass, off the rim. No fight for the rebound. Loose inside the lane. Western Illinois has it. Cisse, a put back. He can't get it to go. This board to Morehead State. Thomas flips it to his left to Thelwell. Thelwell now cuts to the middle. Comes across the line. High right. Wide open Minix. He'll shoot the three. High off the rim, off the glass. No. Tipped up by Miles. Didn't hit anything. And West takes that board down at the right block and goes up the floor midcourt to Bennett. Bennett tries to get in on Thomas, can't do it. Flips it back out to West between the circles toward the near side. Myers, he'll circle back out front to West now. Rest to the right side. To Calicon behind him, right wing. Right block extended. There's Cisse pounding in on Miles. Kick out straight away. Calicon will shoot the three. Off the rim, no. Flying in there for the rebound in the paint. Riley Minix for Morehead State. Minix to the timeline and across. Back to the line and Thelwell. Thelwell left hash, leave it there, Lathan. 20 to shoot, left wing Thelwell. Thelwell, bounce left block extended, Minix. He'll take it to the baseline, to his left, turn to his right, put up the five-footer. It will roll and count it.
And Minix, if they're not going to double down on him, he'll be able to score as he always is in the post.
8-2 Morehead State, 15:05 to go in the first half. Cisse, wide right, gets it down low. Ball tipped on, stolen by Miles. Thelwell with it. Drew hustles to the offensive end, works it wide left. Bounce to the cutting Miles at the block, takes it to his right, up and under once, twice, and lays it up on the left hand and in.
And Miles just maneuvering there.
And now it's 10-2 Morehead State, and the crowd loves it.
Boudreaux opting not to call timeout, trying to get to that media. They've missed their last eight attempts, and Morehead State's controlled the glass.
West straight away, goes near side Cisse. Bounce along the wing, Calicon. On Thomas, tries to work in, now cut off by Miles, and back out he goes between the circles, Myers. Myers, six to shoot. Myers, high left, into Miles, took a bump. Left-hand runner off the angle from seven, missed it, free throw line rebound, Calicon, a fake inside the lane, the seven-footer, no, tapped in by West. That's what they do, they get the offensive rebounds and score off of that.
Right, and we're going to have the media timeout here, the ball got tipped, so really good start here for Morehead State, 10-4 lead, and even some of the shots that they've missed have looked really, had been really good looks.
14:07 to go in the first half at Johnson Arena. It's Morehead State 10, Western Illinois 4. I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Four, Moorhead State leads Western Illinois, 14:07 to go in the first half at Johnson Arena. Let's go inside the numbers presented by Whitaker Bank. Western Illinois, 2 of 12 from the field, 0 of 3 outside the arc. Moorhead State, 5 of 9 from the floor, nothing of 4 from three-point range. Rebounding even at 7 apiece. Turnovers right now, 2-1 Western Illinois in that category.
Yeah, we talked about the importance of rebounding. It's even so far, 4 offensive rebounds for Western Illinois, but 2 of them were on that last possession. So on all but one of the possessions, Moorhead State really good on the glass.
A couple changes for Western Illinois. James Dent, their sixth man, 6'5 junior from Springfield, averaging about 14 points a game now in the ballgame, along with Payne Knox, a 6'10 sophomore from Troy, Alabama, averaging about 3 points, 3 rebounds. Moorhead State has sent Zach Iemi in along with Eddie Ricks. Zach, a 6'9", 260-pound graduate student from Houston, 2 points, 2 rebounds. As for Eddie, 7 points, 6 points, 5.5 rebounds for the freshman from Clarksville. Minix out front, bounce toward the left elbow, Iemi, a bounce to his left, coming over for Thelwell up the sideline. He'll drive in, dump baseline left, laying it in with two hands, Iemi. And what a feed.
What a feed. That, I mean, a great assist for Drew Thelwell there.
12-2 Moorhead State. West out front, runs the right arc, leaves it there for Calicon straight away, knocks a bounce to his left, left to right, coming around, free throw line, Dent. He's open as he fakes a man in the air, shoots the 15-footer, in and out, left block rebound, Calicon to the left corner. Myers, he steps right as he got away from Thelwell, missed the three. Floor rebound. Calicon has it. Put back no with the right hand and a foul on Moorhead State.
We talked about one of the things Western Illinois just tenaciously does is go at the offensive glass. If you look at the 4 points they've scored, all of them were second chance points, and now they're at the free throw line after a second and a third chance. So
Zach Iemi's first foul is Moorhead State's second. Western Illinois with one team foul. Line left is Calicon, J.J. Calicon. 67% from the line this year. Missed the first one. He's got 2 points, and he'll stay that way, at least until the second free throw, if he can make it. Calicon pounds it down, looks up, spins it, fires it, knocks it in. And it's now 12-5. Moorhead State full court. Western Illinois pressure. Moorhead State will let Ricks inbound.
The count has started. Moorhead State with 1 second to get it in here. Barely got it in.
Ball into Thelwell, trapped in the far corner. Ahead to Lathan, across the line, Ricks. Ricks drives the lane, has the ball knocked loose. It's 2-on-2 the other way to the right side. It's West driving on through Thelwell. From short range, he fires it off the window and in. 12-7. Again, they press. Moorhead gets it in. Thelwell slowly now down central across the timeline. Western Illinois generally at sagging, switching man-to-man. Down the left sideline, Thelwell. Angle left drive. He goes to the right baseline. Scoops it up, and it'll roll and go. His first 2 points make it 14-7 MSU.
Yeah, and no pressure from MSU. We're probably not likely to see very much tonight.
Myers leaves it out front on the hop to West. He'll come down the left arc and leave it there for Myers. He'll angle into the elbow. Straight away, Knox works it to his right, trying to find someone. Back he goes to Dent. Dent along the right wing to the baseline, into Iemi. He's double-teamed, now gives it to Knox, who travels with it.
And really good defense there by Morehead State to force the turnover. And again, Western Illinois tried to drive, and they drove right into traffic.
Bennett back in for Western Illinois, also for the first time today. 6'8 junior from O'Fallon, Illinois. K.J. Lee, along with Shade Davis, a 6-foot junior from Orlando, averaging 5 points a contest. After the inbound, here comes Morehead State, trying to cash in on that turnover from Western Illinois. Fell well across the line, left to right to the near side. Ricks for the pass on Dent. One bounce back out top to Morton, who just came in. Morton to the right elbow, no shot there. Far side, Thelwell. Thelwell bounced toward the left corner. Minix, 12 to shoot. Riley plays it down on Bennett. Got the size mismatch, takes it inside the lane. Face goes up and under. It'll roll off the iron and go in good. 6 points for Riley Minix.
And again, if they don't double down on Minix, he will score every time.
16-7 MSU at the left wing controlling. It's Lee. He'll circle out front, high right to Knox. Back up the sideline. Davis has it. Clears it out to Lee to the near side and Dent. Morehead State tight the man-to-man. He'll angle in, back out to Knox. He'll work the right wing with a dribble. Needs help, finally, up the sideline for Davis. He'll drive the paint. Come baseline left. Slipped and fell. Called for a travel. And Morehead State forces another turnover.
Yes, they do. Western Illinois driving on Morehead State the last two possessions, and that's just never going to work.
We're at the 11:35 mark of the first half at Johnson Arena. Morehead State at home leads Western Illinois 16-7. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Morehead State leads at home over Western Illinois with 11:35 to go in the first half, 16-7. Western Illinois, 2 of its last 14 from the field, while Morehead State is 5 of its last 6. As we go inside the number, sponsored by Whitaker Bank, the Leathernecks, 3 of 15 from the field, 0 of 4 from outside the arc, 1 of 2 at the line. Out-rebounding MSU 10-7. The Eagles are 8 of 13 from the floor, nothing of 4 from three-point land. And MSU has yet to shoot a free throw in terms of turnovers, 4-1, Western Illinois.
Yeah, so,
go ahead.
One of the stories of the games is just Western Illinois' poor shooting so far. And, you know, Morehead State getting good looks on every possession, as good of a team, defensive team as Western Illinois is. Morehead handling it really well.
Fell well on Davis, left of the logo to the offensive end. Davis hounding him there. Man-to-man, Western Illinois. He'll skip it to the right arc, and Thomas, he'll play it back out to Ricks. Ricks looks to his right, high right to Miles with 14 to shoot. A bounce it back behind him. Ricks toward the left hash. He'll dribble and leave it there for Thelwell. He'll drive the paint. He'll take it down, scoop it, miss it. Offensive rebound, Miles. Gives it back to the trailing Ricks, who missed the shot but drew the foul. He'll get a couple of freebies. And that foul will go on Shade Davis, his first, number 2 on the Leathernecks. Eddie Ricks from the free throw line, 59.5%. 6'7", 205, a freshman from Clarksville, Tennessee. Last year, a finalist for Tennessee Mr. Basketball. First to two free throws on the way, and right down the drain it goes. His first point of the day. Eddie's on the board, one of the better freshmen in the OVC.
Yes, he is. And, you know, you mentioned the 59% from the line. That has gotten better.
Second one by Ricks. It'll rattle and go down.
And I didn't jinx him.
Eddie hits them both. It's 18-7 MSU. The Eagles retreat on defense. Dent drives to the right hash. Standing dribble back out to West. West to the right arc. Leave it there for Bennett. Wide left, Knox. Working left to the lane on Miles, who gives him space. He'll use that for him and pound his way in there. Baseline right, turns, hooks, no. Offensive rebound, West. Did he go out of bounds with it as he threw the ball off of Ricks? I think he was already out when he did that, and he was. And Jordan Latham checking into the Moorhead lineup.
Yeah.
Back in for Western Illinois' Calicon.
Yeah, I don't think he meant that maliciously, but that pull, he threw it hard off of Ricks. The crowd and the Moorhead bench reacting to it. But I don't. I think it was aggressive, not malicious.
2-2-1 full court pressure by Western Illinois. Latham toward the line and down the middle through the emblem. He'll work the point. Out for it. Thomas, right of the emblem. Ricks, wide right. Morton, 15 to shoot. Jerome, left side. Ricks, he'll drive to the lane. Turn, put up a 15-footer. Inside the lane, Western Illinois. West, the rebound. Up the floor. Here comes Bennett. Bennett driving baseline right. Cut off there by Latham. Trying to get his way to the block. Can't do it. Clears it out to West toward the free throw line. He'll wave his teammates around. Now give it to Den. He'll curl to his right. Drive the lane. Put up the seven-footer. Back of the rim. Miss. Rebound Ricks MSU.
That was just a horrible shot.
From close range, too. Latham controls at the near side with 20 on the shot clock. He'll turn left, come free throw line. Drive in, baseline left, with a scoop and score. He's on the board, and Moorhead State leads 20-7. West out front, holding, looking. Plays it down with the right hand. Leaves it high right. Was going to leave it high right for Calicon. Instead goes to the right block. He's double-teamed there. Clears it to the left corner to Calicon now, who waits and catches on the jump. Feeds it back out straight away. Bennett. Bennett. Left of the lane, 18-foot jumper, over Thomas, floor rebound to the right side of the lane, picked off by Miles, who gives it to Latham.
Western Illinois' shot selection is atrocious.
Latham the other way off the rook screen, comes right, alley-oops it down low to Miles, who is being held by Knox. The ball sails out of bounds, a Moorhead State turnover, no whistle either way.
Yeah.
And now Cisse back in to play the post for Western Illinois. Myers is back in there, that three-point specialist. He's fifth in the nation in three-point shooting at 46.3 from outside the arc. That's his percentage.
They're going to need him to get going because they can't seem to get anything going other than offensive rebounds and putbacks.
Dan has it from Myers, wide left. He'll take it to his right, jump feed, right side. Myers, he'll angle in, take it to the lane, dump inside, ball lost, stolen by Moorhead State. Thomas, down the floor, Ricks, possible two-on-one. Ricks all the way to the hole, missed it. Floor rebound, take it away, Thomas, far side. He'll shoot the three, rims off, no.
So
rebound, Western Illinois. Cisse had it to Myers. Myers, offensive end, far wing. Skips it high right to West, coming around behind him. West clears it out to Cisse, near side at the arc. And Dent. Dent has it knocked away by Thomas, but got it back. 13 to shoot. Right side, West. Toward the corner, Calicon. On Morton and Miles. Curls around him. Jumps up from 14 out and knocks down that shot.
Yeah. So a shot finally going down for Western Illinois. That stops an 8-0 Moorhead State run and cuts the lead 20-9.
Moorhead State up by 11. Plays offense. Latham high right. Clears it out to Ricks. Ricks at the left wing, out to Miles. Wide right, Latham against the man-to-man. Left to right out front for it. Thomas holding and looking. Plays it down one time to the right hash, Latham. Seven on the shot clock. Latham on the drive on West. Starts in, goes to the right block. Fades at the baseline, puts up the one-hander from about 10. Rolls off no good. Rebound Dent for Western Illinois. Dent to the near side. Myers open, but instead he'll drive to the baseline, try the layup, miss the shot, took a body from Miles. He'll get two free throws. Deontay Miles picks up his first foul. Moorhead State's third. And we have a timeout on the hardwood. 7:40 remains in the first half at Johnson Arena. Moorhead State leads Western Illinois 20-9. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Moorhead State up 20-9 over Western Illinois with 7:40 left to go in the first half at Johnson Arena. While we have a moment, let's step aside for 10 seconds and station identification. This is basketball this afternoon here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Moorhead State with a scoring drought of 2 minutes and 44 seconds, and most of that, Drew Fellwell has been on the bench.
Yeah.
And obviously with the way Drew can distribute the basketball, run the offense, and score himself, him getting back out there soon would be a good thing, I think, for MSU. And there he is walking out on hardwood.
It looks like he is back out there. And again, yeah, the last couple possessions, not the best. And I realize you're not going to score every time, but you should be able to try and get a good shot every time. So, but yeah, I think Drew Lothello coming back into the game should hopefully kickstart the offense again.
Myers is lying left to shoot two for the Leathernecks. He's 75% from the line, looking for his first points, 0-4 from the field, nothing of 2 from three-point land, his specialty.
Yeah.
His first free throw about to come with the left hand. It'll rattle and go down the drain.
Yeah, and we mentioned, as much as they struggle as a team offensively, Myers, a very good shooter.
Yeah, he's a really good offensive player.
Yeah.
Second on the team, it's scoring. 13.5 points a game. Second free throw, nothing but net this time. He's got his first two. The lead at 9 for Moorhead State as they inbound against the 2-2-1 full court zone pressure. Inbound from Thomas to Fellwell. He'll survey things as he comes up on Dent to the emblem and now across down the middle. They'll switch back into their man-to-man. Ray Lamar is in there, a 6'5 redshirt sophomore from Las Vegas, Western Illinois. It looks like a 2-3 almost right now. Left of the lane, Minix. He'll move to the lane
and
dump it to the right, Thomas, and he flips it back out to Fellwell, 6 to shoot. Fellwell on the drive, clears it to the left corner. Lathan fades, fires, misses, air ball taken down by Knox. Shot clock was running out.
And
Myers
think,
the other way. Go ahead.
I don't think Moorhead was ready for that zone defense.
Myers out front, penetrates. Goes left side, Calicon out to Myers. High right to Lamar. Lamar down the right arc slowly as he stutter steps and goes it out. To Cisse around the left at the near wing. Calicon trying to back into Minix, take it to his right. Fades and fires from 10. Missed it. Minix pulls down the two-hand rebound with Lamar all over him. Midcourt right sideline. Lathan now has it. Lathan back behind him. Fellwell between the circles. Right side Minix. Batted away by Lamar. Off of Minix. It's a Moorhead State turnover.
Yeah.
That's number 3 on the Eagles as Bennett and West return for WIU.
And that was good defense to get into the passing lane and force the turnover.
Had the ball gone to Minix and he had been able to catch it cleanly, I thought he had the right baseline to himself.
Yeah, he did.
20-11, Moorhead State leads. Western Illinois with the basketball. Myers comes across, standing dribble just inside the timeline. Moorhead State man-to-man. He'll angle toward the right hash and back to his left, head of the key. Fellwell hangs with him. He'll take it to the far side. West open, sets his feet, throws up a wild three that barely hit the iron off the heel of it, and Moorhead State the rebound. Fellwell with it now. Not a good-looking shot.
Not
a brick. Fellwell the other way, down the right arc. Turns it left to the paint. to the left block. Out it goes to Latham. Jordan on the drive. Snakes his way in there. Right block to the goal. Feeds it up with the right hand. It's in.
And Western Illinois wants to talk it over. Morehead State has been able to get to the basket and get looks, which is not something a lot of teams have been able to do against Western Illinois. And as they, you know, call timeout to talk it over, coach is not happy with the defensive effort.
Latham now with 4 points. Morehead State led by Riley Minix with 6, Miles and Latham each with 4. Then you've got Thelwell with 2, Thomas with 2, and Ricks with 2. Low-scoring defensive struggle. We thought it could be that way just because of the nature of the two teams. 1-2 in defense right now in the league.
Yes.
Very physical game thus far.
Yeah, it has been.
Nothing like, though, the game that Western Illinois played on Thursday at Southern Indiana. They needed to hand out helmets and shoulder pads for that one.
Man, that was a physical ball. Western Illinois likes to play that way. They play really intense defense typically, and they tenaciously go after the ball after the glass on offense.
Here comes Western Illinois. Myers left of the logo across the timeline, leaves it there for Calicon. He'll move in on Minix back behind him, coming forward. Bennett to the right side. Cisse wide left to Bennett, circling back out front for it. Myers, right angle drive. They're running from 10. Left it off the side of the rim. No. Thelwell the rebound. He'll try to push it up the floor, but Western hustles back on defense. Thelwell slowly across the timeline now. Checked by Bennett. Bounce left elbow extended. Minix. Minix to the right corner. Open. Thomas sets his feet. Shoots the three. Top of the glass and a miss. You never see him miss that badly.
Yeah.
Cisse the rebound to Myers. He'll drive it left wing and flip it back out to Dent. Dent floats to the right hash. Down the right sideline. Calicon. Right block extended to Cisse. Back to the cutting. Calicon. Calicon in traffic. Hooks in that traffic and missed it. Rebound fell well. Baseline left for Morehead State. Drew to the offensive end. Comes top of the lane. Surveys the traffic, wants Minix, can't find him. Left block, here comes Miles, who missed the dunk.
Yeah.
And it ricochets away to Calicon with a high dribble the other way to the right of the lane. On Thelwell, now double team, tied up, clears it out toward the hash and Dent. 20 on the shot clock, back to Calicon, outside the block, clears it near side to Myers. Gets Latham in the air, steps right, fires a three, Offensive rebound, put back, miss. Morehead State the rebound, Miles, who's fouled.
Yeah, and kind of a frustration foul there, I think, for Western Illinois. Just the third of the half, so no free throws yet.
Calicon with the foul, his first third on WIU, as you said.
Yeah, and both teams just with 3 fouls, no foul trouble at all. As physical as the game has been, not a lot of whistles.
2-2-1, full court zone pressure, Western Illinois. Latham has it, gives it up to Thelwell. Thelwell across the midcourt stripe, works right side, hands it there to Latham. Comes out front, back to Thelwell, bounce in the corner, Thomas, skips it back out to Thelwell, high right, 14 to shoot, in that 2-3 zone. Left side, Minix, to the baseline, Latham, had it knocked away, to the right corner, Thomas, high right, Thelwell, 5 to shoot, far side, Minix, fadeaway, 3, off the bottom of the glass and nothing else, ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Western Illinois basketball, as the shot clock was running out. Morehead State was going to get a shot clock violation anyway.
Right. Morehead State 0-for-7 from beyond the arc, and 3 of those 7 misses have been air balls.
4 minutes to play in the half. Morehead by 11, 22-11. Myers on the drive on Thelwell. Left angle from 6. No. Rebound tap long out toward the timeline. Dent picks it off the hardwood, and the Leathernecks will reset. Dent coming forward. Free throw line. Near side, Calicon on Minix. Left block, Bennett. Bennett on Latham, turns to his left, fades and fires from 12, hit the shot, drew the foul on Latham, so he'll have a possible 3-point play. And we have immediate timeout. As we head to the break, Morehead State with its 4th team foul, Jordan Latham's first. And with 3:39 left to play in the first half at Johnson Arena, Morehead State 22, Western Illinois 13. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses. Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's 4th largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose Main Street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Morehead State with a lead of 9 points over Western Illinois, 22-13 with 3:38 to go in the first half. Western Illinois will have Quinlan Bennett line left to try to convert a free throw as he just hit a shot and was fouled by Jordan Lathan in the process. Lathan with his first personal. Morehead State with four as a team, talking about fouls. Western Illinois with three. Yeah, Eagles still in their huddle around head coach Preston Spradlin. MSU on a scoring drought of 217, one of their last eight from the field.
Right. And we had mentioned, and it has been a very physical game, Chuck, but still only seven fouls total in the game. As physical as it's been, it's also been very cleanly played, which I think is a testament to just how good both these teams are defensively.
Bennett, line left. Bennett, 51% free throw shooter, so take your pick on this one. He'll roll that one up and in. So he's got the three-point play. WIU within seven, pressing. 1-2-2 now. They get it to Jordan Lathan. He's double-team trapped. Got it across to Fellwell. Ahead to Thomas. They bust the press. Right wing Ricks. Ricks starts in. Goes back out to Lathan. Between the circles to his left and Fellwell. Man-to-man now Western Illinois. They've gotten away from that 2-3 zone that they've shown a couple of times here today. Fellwell, left angle drive to the hole. Puts it up. Partially blocked. And taken down. Calicon with a block, and now he's the other way. Pitches it back behind him. Dent behind him for the three-pointer. Missed it. And a Morehead State player, Ricks, is knocked down. I think we've got a foul on the play. Is it on Morehead State?
Yeah, I believe it's on Ricks. I think they're going to say that he got up over his back. Trying to get the rebound.
But Western Illinois leads the OVC in blocks. New 20 on the shot clock. Baseline right inbound. Myers toward the right corner. Cisse. Out to Myers at the far hash. Fakes, looks, driving on Ricks, got to the goal. He'll drive, scoop, partially blocked, but right into the hands of Cisse, who lays it up and in off the glass.
And you kind of hate to see that. A good defensive play, a good block, but it ended up right in Cisse's hands, and he just put it right back up in.
Fellwell across the line, MSU up by six. Ricks out front controls, looks straight away over Cisse. Coming out left elbow, Minix for it. Riley needs help, hands it to Fellwell coming around. Bounce baseline for the stuff, it's Minix!
And that is a long scoring drop for Morehead State of almost 3 minutes. And a great pass there, finding Minix in the post.
Minix with 8 points to lead MSU. The Eagles up by that margin, 24-16. 2.5 to play in the first half. Myers out front, works the dribble on Lathan. High right to Cisse. A bounce to his right, skips it to the corner. Bennett starts in, retreats, goes head of the key. Calicon to Myers to his left, back to Calicon. Spin left in the lane, ball knocked away. Down low, Bennett. Bennett in a lot of traffic to the corner and Dent near side. Dent angles in, lost the ball, shot clock violation.
And I thought he traveled before that, but I guess it doesn't matter. Morehead State gets the ball after another good defensive stop.
Western Illinois is two of its last 11 from the field.
Yeah, they've been struggling all day against this Morehead State defense.
Thomas will inbound against Western Illinois with some backcourt pressure. 2-2-1. Fellwell with it on Calicon. Drew across to Lathan to the near sideline. Lathan across the line right of the logo. Back out to the center line and Fellwell. Fellwell runs to the left hash. Keeps his dribble. Now the 2-3 zone again from Western Illinois. High right Thomas. A bounce and to the far side Fellwell. Straight away Thomas. Free throw line Minix. He'll fake. Play it down. Drive. Lay it up and in.
Minix now with 10. All 10 points in the paint.
MSU back up by 10, 26-16, 1:32 to go in the half. At the left wing, West controls. Working on Ricks. Trying to back to the block. Minix comes over to double. Free throw line, Cisse. High right, Calicon. Set shot three. Hits it. Calicon now with 6 points.
And that's the first three-pointer for either team of the game.
That's his seventh triple of the season. Left wing, Thomas from Ricks. Moorhead State, the offensive end, up 26-19. 1:07 to go in the half. Left hash, Thelwell. He'll drive to the free throw line. Far side coming out, Lathan. Clears it out to Thelwell. 12 to shoot inside a minute to go. To the left baseline, Minix. Partially tipped by Bennett off of the hands of Minix, and a Moorhead State turnover. Out of bounds, the basketball goes.
Yeah, had Minix been able to corral that, I think it would have just been a turn and a slam.
Four turnovers now for Moorhead State.
Yeah, and just a seven-point game now. As much as it feels like Moorhead State's been in control, Western can cut it to either five or four.
29 to shoot, under a minute to play. Dent on Thomas, drives to the lane, lays it up. Missed the shot, but drew the foul. This might be Thomas with the foul. It is. And for Khalil, just his first, only number six on Moorhead State. It comes with 52.1 seconds to go, but Western Illinois will get a couple of free throws. This will be James Dent Jr., transfer from John A. Logan College.
Yeah, 74% on the year.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
He's 12th in the OVC in free throw shooting. First freebie up and in and out. He will shoot a second. Moorhead State will get the basketball. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Second free throw is good. Dead hits. And it's 26-20 Moorhead State. Again, backcourt zone pressure. Thelwell had it. Got it to Lathan. Jordan dribbles across the timeline. Back to Thelwell at the logo. On Bennett. Drew rolls left. Cuts right. Takes a free throw line. Right block. To the far corner, ball tip, but Thomas has it. He'll take it to the baseline, 7 foot runner. No, tapped up and in. Riley Minix running the left baseline, knocked it in.
And he's had a huge ball game.
12 points for Riley.
All in the paint.
28-20, Moorhead State. 20 seconds to go in the half, shot clock is off. Dent slowly dribbles toward the left arc on Thomas. Trying to spread the floor a bit on MSU. He'll back it up to the hash, now come forward, 10 seconds to shoot. Thomas guarding him. Now Ricks on the switch. Dent, crossover dribble. Back behind him, Bennett. Four to shoot. Free throw line. Jumper. Back of the rim. No. Lathan collects the rebound, and the half ends. And Moorhead State will go into the locker room with the lead. Your score at the break here at Moorhead State's Johnson Arena. MSU 28, Western Illinois 20. I'm Chuck Moraz along with Drew Barnett. We'll come back with our halftime report in a couple of minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place. Moorhead State University, all to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has a new, better flavor. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good, but we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Well, Morehead State at halftime leads by 8 over Western Illinois, 28-20. Feel free to check my math. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett. Again, defense ruling the first half. Morehead State's defense just a little bit better than Western Illinois.
Yeah, it really was. It was kind of outstanding. I mean, if you looked at any all the points that Western Illinois had, outside of the three-pointer that they hit, almost all of them came off of second-chance points. So, I mean, Morehead State really keeping them from getting any good looks at all.
Well, yep, 8 of their 20 points on second-chance opportunities. Let's go ahead and look at all the numbers. And we go inside these numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. First of all, for Western Illinois, the top scorer, J.J. Calicon, the native of Louisville, with 6 points. Also with 6, Josiah West. 3 points for Quinlan Bennett, 2 each. Drew Cisse and Ryan Myers, a single point for James Dent. No other Leatherneck scored. WIU 7 of 32 from the field, 21.9%. 1 of 8 outside the arc, 5 of 7 at the line, out-rebounding Morehead State, 22-19. Western Illinois with 10 offensive rebounds already, 10 offensive rebounds.
Yeah.
They also have 2 assists, 6 turnovers, no steals, 2 blocks. Morehead State at the half, led by Riley Minix. I had him with 12. They've got him with 10 officially.
Yeah, I thought it was 12. I was just going to say, it's not often you see a team with more offensive rebounds than field goals made.
They go down to Deontay Miles with 6, 4 for Jordan Latham, then 2 each. Thelwell, Thomas, Ricks, and Yemi. Jerome Morton played but didn't score. Morehead State 13 of 29 from the field. That's almost 45%. 0 of 8 outside the arc, and a lot of those shots were good looks. They just didn't make them.
Yeah.
MSU 2 of 2 at the line. Again, out-rebounded 22-19. Morehead with 9 offensive rebounds to go along with 7 assists, 6 of those to Thelwell, 4 turnovers, 3 steals, 1 block. Your score at the break. Morehead State on top of Western Illinois at Johnson Arena, 28-20. I'm Chuck Mraz. He's Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For 4 generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Meals. Serving farmers since 1918.
Keep your family warm with the red hot grocery buys you'll find inside Allen's IGA in Morehead. The value pack of Our Family Split bone-in chicken breast are specially priced for $1.99 a pound. The 6-ounce carton of fresh raspberries or blackberries are just $3. And 2 heads of iceberg lettuce are just $3. These and many more warm meal deals are found at Allen's IGA, downtown Morehead. IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
This is Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill. I'm joined by Megan Boone, Director of the Center for Career Development and Experiential Education and Co-Director of Level Up. Megan, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Samantha.
So can you tell anyone who's not familiar, what is Level Up at MSU?
Level Up Experience Your Future is a student success-focused initiative. It began in fall of 2021, so we're in our third year, and its goal really is to ensure that our graduates have experience in real-life career skills and that they develop some job attainment skills. So it's a twofold initiative. It occurs within major courses, so within a student's field of study. They develop one of five career skills to a professional level of mastery. And so those five career skills are skills that are in demand by employers and graduate programs.
Okay, and so how have faculty worked these into some of their curriculum? Can you give us examples?
Sure. It's a little bit different. So the courses have to be structured such that there is a hands-on experience is part of that. So that's either Ed Abroad, a service learning project, an internship, or some form of undergraduate research. So for example, we have a faculty teaching a creative dramatics class, and they're using service learning as their hands-on experience to develop professionalism. And those students are getting the opportunity to not only build a theater education-related lesson plan, but then they did a workshop for elementary age, middle school age children in the local community and actually got to implement that lesson plan and try it out. So that would be one example.
And so when students graduate, having gone through one of these courses, how does the Level Up translate to what they walk away with?
Yeah, so the Level Up courses, the career skill is one component of it, and that's the component where they're developing the career skill. The second component is learning how to articulate or prove that they're developing the career skill. So they're also taught what's called the STAR method. It stands for situation, task, action, result. And it's a very structured way of proving that they've developed that skill. And so it comes from the human resources industry. So at the end, if the student reaches mastery in the career skill, plus they are able to prove that, then they earn this distinction. And I say all that to say that only about 30% of the students who are in a Level Up course actually earn that distinction. A distinction is the highest honor the university really bestows on students. So that distinction is going to show on their transcript. We really view Level Up as a resume builder for our students and a differentiating factor for our students, right? They're learning the theoretical concepts in their major, but this takes it a step farther and ensures that they have some hands-on experience within their major to point to. And then they can also talk about it.
And are employers giving feedback about these students?
Yes. So our employers, we are hearing very, very positive things from employers about our students' abilities to interview well. And then once they start the job, to really understand what it means to be a part of a team or to be a good oral communicator and all of the career skills that they're developing.
Sounds good. Megan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Megan Boone. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY Morehead State Public Radio.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner of the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio, TicketSmarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale, all backed with the TicketSmarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think TicketSmarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. you got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or a new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Set for the second half at Johnson Arena. Morehead State leads Western Illinois in his duel for first place at the OVC, 28-20. Earlier today, the MSU women fell to Western Illinois, 65-59. Rest of the games in the OVC, talking about men's play, have yet to start. Southeast Missouri is at Little Rock. SIU Edwardsville hosting Tennessee Tech. UT Martin entertains Lindenwood, and Tennessee State is at Eastern Illinois. Second half, Drew, the one thing for Morehead State, got to hit some threes.
Yeah, and they got to get their offense going a little bit more. Defensively, it's been everything you can ask for. They've stopped. Western Illinois just hasn't been able to produce anything. But they do have some offensive weapons, and you've got to figure that eventually one of these teams is going to wake up. And when they do, they can put points on the board in a hurry.
Right. And Morehead State, we've seen Khalil Thomas in this first half, for example, 0-of-3. Yeah. Outside the arc, and a lot of those shots did not look very good, quite frankly. And
right.
We know he's
yeah.
an excellent shooter.
Yeah.
If he just relaxes and hits his shots, I think Morehead State's going to be okay. Same thing with a few of the others who shoot three-pointers for MSU. Jordan Layton's 0-of-2, for example.
Yeah, and, you know, up 28-20 with the 8-point lead, you got to figure, had we just hit one or two threes, how much better would we be feeling about ourselves? So if they can get that going, you're really liking our chances to finish this one off.
28-20, Morehead State leads Western Illinois. Second half coming up on the Eagle Sports Network.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians, such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Morehead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions in Line X and Morehead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
Morehead State on top of Western Illinois. Second half about to start. 28-20 to score. For the last 4 years, Morehead State, when leading at the half, 76-9. WIU has Calicon, West, Cisse, Bennett, and Myers out on the floor already. Morehead State likely will send out its opening five of Thelwell, Latham, Thomas, Minix, and Miles. And that indeed is the case as they break their huddle and head out onto the hardwood. Morehead State will have the basketball to open the second stanza. Morehead State has basically led almost all of this game. Largest lead, 13 points, right now at 8. Khalil Thomas will inbound midcourt near side for MSU. Drops it in on the hop to Thelwell. Thelwell across the line. Left wing, Thomas comes back out to Minix on the bounce feed. Outside the right hash, Lathan has it. Lathan plays it down into a double team. They trap on him. Inside the lane, Miles lays it up and in with a left hand.
Well, yeah, that time, Chuck, Western Illinois, it came way out to trap Lathan, and it left Miles just wide open underneath.
6 points at halftime, now 8 for the game for Miles. Morehead State by 10. Western Illinois, offensive end, Cisse, right wing, West. Right baseline extended from the block, Calicon. Now MSU doubles on him. He'll back it up. Free throw line, West on Minix. Got to the baseline to the hole. Layup, miss. Floor rebound. Somehow Western Illinois, Bennett has it. His put back off the glass and a miss. Tie up on the rebound. Lathan and Cisse, jump ball call, possession light, WIU.
Yeah,
Lathan, a good show of sportsmanship to help up Cisse, who hit the deck hard.
Yeah, and Deontay Miles favoring his shoulder. I did not see what happened. He was not involved in the tie-up.
No, I didn't see what happened. Minix will guide him over to the bench here.
And you wonder if he's even going to be able to get back into the game. And we're going to have a timeout here.
And we'll step aside as well. 19-15 left to play in this ball game. Early second half, Morehead State by 10, 30-20. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you've got a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Baseline inbound with 19 to shoot. Western Illinois, far corner Myers. They'll try to circle around Lathan into the lane. Alley-oop down low, stuffed in baseline left by West. And Deontay Miles was escorted down to the Morehead State training room by head trainer Jordan Kelly. Zach Iami has replaced him in the Eagle lineup. Delwell across the line, right to left. To Minix, high left. He'll take it down the wing and back out to Iami, wide right. To Fellwell, to Thomas, had a screen, didn't use it. 15 on the shot timer. Right sideline, Fellwell, right block extended. Minix in on West. He'll fight his way to the right baseline. Fake once, twice. From seven off the glass, off the rim. No, wouldn't have counted anyway. They call for a travel. And that is Morehead State's fifth turnover.
And Preston Spradlin didn't like the call. He thought he was fouled. Did they call for a travel or did they call for a push-off? It's a travel.
Western Illinois has the ball down by eight. To go the distance, Morehead State dropping back inside the arc to our right to play defense.
They've got to keep the defensive intensity up without Miles.
Bennett, bounce up top, coming forward. Calicon hands it to Myers, driving left of the lane. The runner from 15, high off the rim, no. Inside the paint, the rebound, Thomas, who backs it off to Thelwell. Thelwell across the timeline, through to the left arc. Back to his right, off the horns, double screen up top. Cross court, Thomas, near corner, Minix. Minix taking it down the baseline on West. Fights to the hole, puts it up, bottom of the glass, no whistle foul. He should get two free throws.
Yeah.
And it's going to go on West. Josiah West with his first personal, first of the half on the Leathernecks.
And you get the sense, Chuck, that this is a really important sequence. We just lost Deontay Miles, obviously a key player who's had a great game so far. Can Morehead State keep up the intensity and keep the gap about 8-10 points?
Two line left for Minix. First one up and in. Riley, 88% on the year from the line now. He has 11 points. He is the best free throw shooter in all of the Ohio Valley Conference.
Yeah.
Second one on the way. It'll rim off the glass and go in good.
And for someone that's so effective in the post, you like that he can be effective from the free throw line as well.
Morehead up by 10 again. Myers has it, circles out front on Fellwell to the left elbow. Kick out far side, Cisse, a bounce. Right to left out, top forward, Bennett. Bennett around the right to Myers at the arc. Outside the right block, West. West on Minix, takes it to the lane, takes it to the hole with left hand, it's in. 10 points now for West, who averages about 8.5.
Yeah, and Western Illinois looking a little better offensively, getting better shots early on here in the second half than what we saw in the first half.
Thomas to Fellwell at the left arc. Free throw line, Iami. Zach back to his left and Fellwell at the wing. Fellwell on Myers. Turns right. Comes to the lane, to the baseline with a scoop and a miss. Rebound tapped out. Tracked down by Minix near the left hash off the hardwood. Five to shoot. Four, three to shoot. He'll turn right. Two to shoot. The runner from the lane missed it as the shot clock ran out. A big offensive rebound by Jordan Lathan. He'll drive to the lane. turn to his left. Fade and fire from 12. Off the rim, no. Offensive rebound, Iemi. A bounce baseline right in traffic. Fouled as he tries to go back up. Yeah. What an offensive rebound by Lathan, and another great one by Iemi.
And you just got to love the effort. Morehead State really going to the glass there to keep the possession alive. And that'll send Iemi to the free throw line.
Iemi line left for two with a field goal in the first half for his 2 points. 15 of 35 from the stripe on the season, 43%. Zach Squatch shoots the first one, clanks off the back of the rim and kicks out, no good.
Yeah.
He'll have a second one. Morehead State will drop three players back away from the lane with Thomas, the only Eagle there. He's on the right side. Second free throw up and in. That away, Zach.
Yeah.
And so Morehead State up 33-24 defends.
And the lead is now 9. And again, you got to keep that defensive intensity up.
Bennett down central across the timeline, ahead to West. West comes top of the key on Minix, floats the right arm. Now he's doubled, got it to the cutting Cisse, lost the ball off his hands, baseline right, clears it out far side West, a catch and shoot three, rimming no. Fight for the rebound, Minix has it for Morehead State.
And that was a great look. West a really good shooter, just missing that one.
Thelwell with it inside the timeline, guarded by Myers. Man-to-man defense, Western Illinois. Thelwell with 17 to shoot out toward the right hash, comes left. Left corner, Thomas, catch and shoot three for him, Swift!
And Morehead State, and Morehead State's first three of the game expands the lead to 12.
And he just cleared 1,000 points for his career, 1,001 now with that triple. West up top. Drives the right wing to the baseline. Guarded by Minix. Circles back to his left to the baseline. To the right side he goes. And there's a wide open Quinlan Bennett for a 15-foot jumper that's good.
Yeah, I think Western Illinois may have gotten away with the travel there, which is one of the reasons he broke so wide open.
36-26, Morehead State. 15:55 to go. Thelwell coming forward across the timeline. Left to right out front for Thomas, who gives it right there to Minix. Man-to-man, Western Illinois. Head of the key, Iemi. Back behind him, Minix. Minix on West. On the drive to the left block. Backs it down. Lost it. Got it back underneath. Picks it up and under with a short shot. No. Tap try by Iemi. Doesn't go. Cisse the rebound for Western Illinois. Far side, Calicon. He'll fake. Drive baseline left into Lathan. Turn to his right. The five-footer. Air ball. Thomas had it. Lost it. Cisse knocked it out of bounds. Morehead State basketball. Media timeout. 15:23 left to play in this ball game at LST Johnson Arena in Morehead, Kentucky. It's Morehead State 36, Western Illinois 26. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
Miles has returned to the end of the Morehead State bench. No word on whether he might get back in the ballgame after suffering a shoulder injury. Morehead State leads 36-26 with 15:23 left to play in this game at Johnson Arena. Zach Iemi has come in and done a pretty good job there.
Yeah.
In a reserve role behind Miles.
And they'll need him to step up for the final 15:23 here. defensively and on the glass. So you hate to see that for Deontay. You certainly hope that he's okay. That is not something that feels good when your shoulder pops out.
Morehead State has Ricks, Thomas, Thelwell, Iemi, and Lathan on the floor.
Yeah.
As Riley Minix takes a breather. Knox is in for Western Illinois along with Dent.
Right.
Morehead State will have the inbound against full court 2-2-1 zone pressure as Thomas will play it in to Thelwell as we get back into action with Morehead State up by 10. Thelwell, right sideline, Lathan. He'll walk it forward, now go to Thelwell, who clears the midcourt stripe through the logo. 2-3 zone, left wing, Thomas. Back out top between the circles, Ricks. Ricks one bounce, right hash, Lathan. Lathan, head of the key, Iemi. Right to left behind him, Lathan. 9 on the shot clock, wide left, Thomas. 7 to shoot to Lathan. Jordan on the drive, takes it all the way to go, left hand scoop and score!
Man, he just put his shoulder down, charged ahead, and got to the basket. Lead back up to 12 for Morehead State.
Now he's 2 away from 1,000 career points. Dent, right of the lane, puts up a 10-footer. Back of the rim, no. Rebound, Iemi for Morehead State.
And that's a big rebound
Thomas.
For Iemi. He's grabbed a couple big ones.
Thelwell with it. Clears the line. MSU up by 12. Drew down the left arc. Fires it back out. High right, catch and shoot. 3 for Thomas. High off the back of the rim. No offensive rebound, Iemi.
Going up and getting another one.
And he took a shove from Knox, who picked up a foul.
Yeah.
Knox with his first of the half, make that second of the half on WIU.
Yeah, but that's actually the third, I think, on Western Illinois.
Yes.
So, still not a shooting situation, but Morehead State retaining possession.
After the inbound, cutting right, Thelwell. Baseline left for the slam, it's Iemi.
Yeah.
Zach with 5 and Morehead State up by 14. Another assist for Drew Thelwell. Thelwell was 7 today. West head of the key. Bouncing left of the lane on Ricks. Trying to fight his way in there. Got it down low. Inside Knox turns with a right hand from short range. He scores.
Yeah, and that time Iemi, as well as he's played, he allowed himself to get drawn out of the paint, which created a wide open look there for Western Illinois.
12-point lead for Morehead State. 13:52 to go. Now a steal by Quinlan Bennett, took it away from Lathan and scored the layup at the other end.
Yeah, and a rare turnover and a rare transition basket for Western Illinois.
Bennett was 7. Morehead State was 6 turnovers. Backcourt, Thelwell to the timeline and across. Morehead by 10. Left to right up the sideline, Thomas. Right to left to the other side, coming out top. Straight away, Lathan for the basketball. Western Illinois man-to-man, Jordan. For the right hash, far sideline, Ricks 10 to shoot. Eddie can't get in there. Back to the hash to Lathan. Jordan looking for the screen from Thomas. He'll drive the lane, take it inside, put it up hard off the glass, off the rim twice and good. Jordan Lathan. Now with 1,000 career points, 8 today.
Two big baskets for him. On the
wide open left corner, Dent trying to answer with a 3 and he bags it.
Oh, and you don't want to leave him open.
4 points for Dent today, 42-33, Morehead State, 12:50 left to play. Down central, walking it up right to left, it's Drew Thelwell into Bennett. Bennett gives him some space, Thelwell down the left arc, waits for Thomas to come and take the handoff. Straight away, Ricks. Ricks, bounce high left, Iemi. Zach, one bounce back behind him, Thelwell, 10 on the shot clock. He'll straighten up, fire a 3 and miss it. Right block rebound, Calicon for Western Illinois. He'll lead the breakout the other way. Trying to move in there to the right block. Bennett lost it. Iemi picks it off.
And Morehead State opting to slow it down here. The game's pace had picked up.
7th Western Illinois turnover. Thelwell left arc. Turns right. Comes out front in the Knox. Far side Ricks. Eddie driving baseline left. Puts up the short shot. Blocked away and out of bounds by Knox. And we have a timeout on the floor as we go end-to-end here at Johnson Arena. Your score with 12:06 to play. It's Morehead State 42, Western Illinois 33. I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead, is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for $1. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Moorhead State leads Western Illinois 42-33 with 12:06 to play. Still no word on the future of Deontay Miles in this ballgame. He went out with a right shoulder injury. He's sitting down at the end of the bench. I assume we will not see him today, but Drew Barnett has gone over to check to see what we might be able to find out. Moorhead State, 5 of 12 in this half from the field. Western Illinois, after shooting just 22% in the first half, now 6 of 12 in this half. The rebounding numbers, 28-26. Now Moorhead State leads in that category. Turnovers, 7-6 Western Illinois. The top scorers, Riley Minix with 12 for Moorhead State. Josiah West leads Western Illinois with 10. And that's by the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Yes, sir?
And Miles, we've been told, will not return for the rest of the game.
Okay. Hopefully he'll be okay for the next game.
Yeah.
Baseline left, 12 to shoot. Thomas offensive end for Moorhead State inbounds. Toward the left corner, Thelwell. He'll circle out front, drive the paint to the block to the baseline, to the goal, and a scoop and score! Drew Thelwell doubles his point total. Now 4 for the game. Moorhead State leads by 11. Coming left, Myers out front. Works on Jerome Morton, who's just come in. Right wing coming back, Lee. Bounce to the right of the lane. To West. Double team there. Bounce baseline left. He got it off to Dent. His shot blocked by Ricks, who took it out of his hands and controls it now.
And another great defensive play there, that time by Eddie Ricks.
I think Ricks was playing a little possum there.
Yeah.
Thelwell across the line to Ricks between the circles. Down low. Thomas wide open for the layup. Ooh. Took a shove from behind, missed the shot, and it'll get 2 free throws.
Yeah, and the shot saved an easy layup and or dunk. I'm sorry, the foul saved an easy layup or dunk.
Fouls on K.J. Lee.
Yeah.
And I think that's just the first on Lee. It is. And for Western Illinois, number 4.
Yeah, and that'll send Khalil to the line for 2.
His first free throw up and in. Khalil has shot free throws well when he's had the chance. He's now 14 of 18 for the season. He came in at 76.5%. Riley Minix returns to the Moorhead State lineup. Thomas now for the day, 6 points. Here's his free throw, and it will give him 7 as he knocks it down. It was perfect.
We're about to come up on another media timeout, so Riley Minix within an extended break, even though he didn't miss that many actions.
Miles high left, tries a triple. Scoops out, no. Rebound Jerome Morton. He'll lead the break to the offensive end, right to left to the near side of the logo. He'll give it off to Thelwell. Thelwell inside the line on West. Wants Ricks. Picked up his dribble. Instead, wide left to Ricks, back to Thelwell. He'll take it down the baseline. Reverse layup, try, missed it. Rebound knocks in the lane for Western Illinois. To West, to Dent. Dent on Morton, taking it right block to the goal, feeds up the shot, knocked down, tried the five-footer with one hand. Jerome Morton, too much body, picks up his first personal foul. And for Moorhead State, that will just be number 1 of the half, and as Drew mentioned, we have a media timeout. Your score with 10:58 to play in this ball game at Johnson Arena. Moorhead State on top over Western Illinois, 46-33. 13-point lead, by the way, matching their biggest of the day. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Moorhead State with 10:58 to go in this game at home leads Western Illinois 46-33. Elsewhere in the OVC, from the men's side, SIU Edwardsville at home on top of Tennessee Tech with 11:25 to play, 20-9. UT Martin about at that same point in the ball game. First half leads Lindenwood 16-9. Early in the game, Tennessee State, Eastern Illinois, and Charleston scoreless. Southeast Missouri at Little Rock also scoreless early. Earlier today, the MSU women fell to Western Illinois 65-59. Dent is line right for two for the Leathernecks after the foul on Morton, his first, and first of the half on MSU. His first free throw up and in. James Dent, junior, now with 5 points, 74% free throw shooter. Second freebie on the way and good. 46-35. Moorhead State by 11, coming down the floor, right to left, Fellwell. Guarded by Dent, bounce high right, Ricks out for it. Ricks, his pass tipped. Taken away by Knox over Minix, backs it up to Dent. A steal there for the Leathernecks.
And another good defensive play.
Dent driving on Fellwell, baseline left, puts up a shot from five. Off the glass, off the rim, no. Minix inside the paint, the board. Midcourt, left sideline, Ricks. Near corner, Morton. He'll drive the baseline. Fights his way in there and then clears it out between the circles to Fellwell. Fellwell pounding it down, calling the play with the left hand, dribbles with the right. Turns right, comes toward the top of the key, 13 to shoot. Picks up the dribble, right hash to Thomas, out to Fellwell, 10 to shoot. 10-16 to go. Fellwell on drive on West. To the right side, Ricks, he'll come down to baseline. 4 to shoot, 3 to shoot, the left-hand shot, it'll roll and go for 5.
And nice job there by Eddie Ricks to get the shot up. Just drove the basket and got it up as the shot clock was winding down.
4 for Ricks, Moorhead State up 48-35. Bounce baseline left. Myers clears it out top, the Knox. Comes right. Now Myers around off the screen for three, and he hits.
And Myers, again, we've mentioned it before, a very good outside shooter.
But just one of six from long range.
Yeah.
5 points. Fellwell the other way, his team by 10. Drives the left side. He's open. He'll shoot the three. In and out, no. Rebound, Western Illinois, Dent. Left sideline, midcourt, Myers. Myers back to Dent. Dent to Myers. On Thomas, no shot there. Bounce left of the lane, tipped, and Myers collects it near the logo. Skips it to the left wing, West, on Ricks. Tries to fight his way into a double team.
And he traveled.
And he had to travel with him.
Yeah, he did.
You're on top of that one, Drew.
Right.
Lathan in for MSU.
And you got
for WIU, it's Bennett. Eighth Western Illinois turnover. Good defense that time.
It really was. That's what created the turnover, was the defense.
Moorhead State by 10, 48-38 with 9:14 to go. Drew Thelwell gets a break with Latham coming in. Jordan will bring it up. He's one-on-one with Calicon. He'll angle to the left hash where he leaves it for Thomas. He'll turn right, bounce out front, Ricks. Ricks skips it outside the left elbow, Minix for the basketball. Back behind him, Lathan. Curling right up top, far side, Thomas. Right angle drive to the right corner, Jerome Morton. At the right hash, Lathan. Six to shoot. He'll drive the lane, put up the runner. Blocked away inside by Knox. Callahan has it driving hurt. All the way down the floor. They're going to call a foul on Morton. Boy, there was a travel before that.
Yeah, I thought he traveled before the foul. Western Illinois just doesn't get a lot of transition opportunities, and when they do...
Second foul on Jerome.
But kind of
second
about,
on MSU. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, when they do, it's just that they don't look like they know how to finish them. Kind of got bailed out there by the foul.
Yeah, that was... He lost his footing and was wobbling down the lane, took an extra step, but the official saw the foul before he saw the travel, so they'll give Callahan a couple of free throws line right. He's one of two at the line, has 6 points all in the first half. Callahan looks up, free throw, high arching shot right down the middle.
Western Illinois is not going away. They're going to keep continuing the battle, and a free throw here cuts it to just eight.
Callahan with a second one, squats down, looks up, right-hand push, it'll roll and go. Callahan with eight. Morehead State's lead, that number, 48-40. Full court, zone pressure. Inbound to Lathan. Jordan at the right sideline. Coming forward, Callahan hip-to-hip with him. Gets it back to Morton, who comes across the line with a left-hand dribble back to Lathan, just inside the stripe. On Callahan, they're man-to-man. 18 to shoot, Lathan, high right to Minix. Knocks it to the floor, picks it up at the hash. Clears it wide left, Minix. Riley driving on Knox. Got inside. They're going to call him for a travel. Got one, but not the other.
Yeah.
And Morehead State with its eighth turnover.
Yeah. And I believe that's their fifth of the half. So, again, Western Illinois, a really good defensive team. It's hard to drive on them. And that's what attributed to the turnover. And they got a chance to get even closer here.
Down by eight. Leathernecks control. Right hash Myers with a left-hand dribble standing there working on Lathan as he surveys the Morehead State defense. Turns left out front into Thomas. Right wing Dent. Down toward the corner, Callahan on Ricks. Callahan wants to go. He'll move in. 17-footer. Spins in and out. No good. Right block rebound. Minix at the far sideline to Lathan. Lathan toward the far hash. Head of the key, Minix. Right to left behind him, Lathan. He'll drive, come to the hole, scoop, off the glass, yes.
Lathan somehow able to drive around it, and Morehead State wanting a timeout after that. I would expect some sort of adjustment defensively after that.
7:47 to go. I think we're going to get a media timeout, are we? Yes, we are. And we'll step aside. Again, 7:47 to go. Here at Johnson Arena, Morehead State 50. Western Illinois 40. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
So what's
in this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Mill store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Morehead State 50, Western Illinois 40, 7:47 to go at Johnson Arena. While we have a moment, let's take time for station identification. Back in 10 seconds on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Moorhead State leads by 10. Western Illinois has the basketball to go 94 feet. Moorhead State will drop inside the half-court line to defend. They've got Lathan, Thelwell, Ricks, Minix, and Morton on the hardwood. Myers lets the ball roll all the way to the midcourt stripe before he picks it up right at the logo to his left in Calicon. Calicon dribbles left. Looks. Can't find Myers. High right, Cisse. All alone, he won't shoot. Left wing, Calicon circling behind him. Myers for the basketball. Near wing, Dent. 16 to shoot. Far side, Calicon driving on Ricks. He penetrates, gets inside, ball knocked away. Cisse comes up with it, missed the layup and the tap. Taps it again. That one's no good. This time, Ricks the board for MSU to Thelwell. The Eagles push it up the hardwood. Thelwell hustles to the offensive end, near side, Morton.
So a little bit of a different look there defensively. Riley moving to the five, Minix at the four. Or, I'm sorry, Minix, I am at the four. Anyway, Morton State ball.
Thelwell on the drive tries to get around the screen from Minix, and he's tripped up by Ryan Myers, who has his first personal foul of the day. And for WIU number five, Moorhead State will get a fresh 20 on the shot clock, and I would assume a near side inbound.
Yeah. So what I tried to say unsuccessfully was out of the timeout, that was the change, moving Riley Minix to the five on defense.
Toward the left hash, Thelwell controls. He'll work toward the corner, then come back out free throw line. Dump feed near side. Minix open. Three-point try. Yes!
So Minix playing the five and draining the three. Gotta love that.
15 for Riley, and Moorhead State's up 53-40. Big triple there.
Yes.
Calicon up top. High right back for Bennett. Toward the left, Cisse. Left corner, Myers. Sets up and shoots a three and knocks it down. His second triple of the day, 8 points for him. Yeah. He had a good look.
Yeah, he did, and he's a good shooter. The one lone really good outside shooter.
He kind of flings it up there.
Yeah,
he really
does.
Doesn't shoot it.
It's an odd-looking form, but it goes in over 40% of the time.
Yep. Thelwell drives the left side. Turns right, comes back out front against the 2-3 ball. Tipped away, stolen by Cisse. One-on-one with Morton. He goes down and stuffs it.
And just like that, it's back down the five. It's back down the eight. 30 seconds ago, it was 13, and we're going to stop play. The ball rolled kind of up the stairs there. So
Cisse with 4 points. Morton inbounds to Lathan toward the deep right corner backcourt. He'll go ahead to Thelwell. Thelwell up on Myers across the line. They ran that zone pressure again. Thelwell to the left of the emblem. Looks at a 2-3 zone. Right hash, Lathan. Clears it back out to Thelwell. Fires it to the near side to Morton. Left elbow, Minix bobbled. Got it back, left corner, Morton. Fake the shot. Skips it back out to Thelwell. Eight to shoot, free throw line. Minix far side, Lathan. Catch and shoot, three. Back of the rim, no. Floor rebound. Cleared out near the top of the key by Ricks. Ricks to Thelwell. Baseline right. Minix tried to get in there. Foul before he could get up a shot.
Yeah.
And that'll be number six against WIU.
Yeah, and I believe they're going to call this on the floor, which it'll be baseline out of bounds to Moorhead State with a fresh 20.
I'll have to check on the foul. Didn't hear what the announcement was. Looks like it's going on Cisse, his first. Baseline right, new 20 on the shot clock, 5:31 to go. Ricks on the inbound, Moorhead State offensive end. Throws it out to the leaping Thelwell, high right. Thelwell on Myers. Drew driving, left of the lane, now
we're
what?
We're going to get a moving screen on Riley Minix.
I didn't see it, but okay. Second on Riley. And number three on Moorhead State. Hate to give up the possession.
Yeah,
for that.
After all that.
He was well around Riley when that whistle blew.
Yeah.
A late whistle, Bennett across the line, the Calicon between the circles. Calicon coming around to the right, Dent. Dent drives free throw line, high left, Cisse. Wants Myers instead. Now he threw it out to Dent, stolen by Lathan. One-on-one. Jordan and a goal with a layup and in.
Oh, and that was big.
Lathan now with 12, and Moorhead State up by 10. 5 minutes to play. Calicon, top of the lane. Bounce right wing to Bennett. Bennett on Thomas. Moorhead man-to-man. Try to back his way in there. Start forward. Back up. Head of the key, Calicon. Far side, Dent toward the left corner. There's a three ball put up and missed by Myers. Rebound tapped high in the air. Knocked away and stolen by Ricks.
Great job by Eddie Ricks.
Thelwell swings around from left to right, backs it up to the far hash, and he'll reset the offense smartly as he was one on two.
Very smart.
Fell well with 4.5 to go at the right sideline, 17 to shoot. Comes off the screen, near corner Thomas. Down the baseline, he penetrates. Puts up a shot blocked by Cisse. Bennett with it for WIU. Skips it ahead, right wing Myers. He'll step into a three and knock it down.
And Myers keeping them in this game. And now Western Illinois wants a timeout as they cut it down to 7.
4:19 to play. Turnovers have been more of a factor here in the second half. Each team with 10. Most of those, 20 turnovers for either team, take your pick, have come here in the second stanza. And it looks like we are going to have a media timeout, it would appear.
I believe so.
As the cheerleaders are on the floor. Yep.
Yeah, the cheerleaders seem to think so.
4:19 to play in the ball game. Morehead State up by 7 over Western Illinois, 55-48. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Keep your family warm with the red-hot grocery buys you'll find inside and outside GA at Moorhead. USDA Bonus Half Pork Loin is only $2.39 a pound. The large 24-ounce carton of Country Fresh cottage cheese is just $3. And Jumbo Sweet Onions and Sweet Potatoes are only 99 cents a pound. These and many more warm meal deals are found at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
.419 to go. We're about to hit the stretch drive of this ball game. Morehead State 55, Western Illinois 48. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett. Shooting numbers, Morehead State for the game, 45.1%. Western Illinois 30.4%, but almost 42% this half.
Yeah.
Rebounding 34-33 MSU. Turnovers even at 10. As we go by the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank.
Yeah, and Ryan Myers really starting to heat up for Western Illinois, which we said that he might. He's kind of single-handedly kept them in it. Just a 7-point game, and you get the sense, out of the timeout, Chuck, this is a big possession.
Morehead State will inbound to go 94 feet, right to left. Inbound Thomas to Thelwell across far sideline, Lathan. Lathan waving everyone else down as he comes across the line on Dent. Left to right, out to the logo. Thelwell takes the handoff. Right hash, leave it there, Lathan. He'll turn left off the Minix screen. Back to the right side, Thelwell. Loops it down low to Minix. He's triple-teamed, lost the handle. Ball off of Dent. Out of bounds, Morehead State basketball with 10 to shoot. And they'll have it baseline left, almost under the glass to put back in play.
Yeah, and that was big. Like, he was triple-teamed. Had he been able to corral it, he would have been able to dish it back out. We'd had an open look.
Ricks inbounds, high left, Thelwell, 9 to shoot. Drew backs up, starts forward, driving left to the lane. Puts up the one-hander off the glass, off the rim. No, tipped up and in, though, by Minix.
And a really nice job there by Minix to clean that up and put it back in.
17 for Minix, 57-48, Morehead State. Myers left of the lane, the runner blocked by Minix. Off the hardwood, picked away by Lathan, who gets tangled up with West, who finally lets him go. Things got heated for a moment, but they break it up quickly. Lathan more heated than West, quite honestly. And a foul on Josiah West, his second. And that, by the way, is big because it's number 7 on Western Illinois Morehead State with 3:37 to go into the bonus.
Right, so the whistle blew, and they were still kind of going at it on what he was trying to get the tie-up. Instead, he was called for the reach.
Lathan at nearly 76% from the line going there for the first time this afternoon. He has 12 points on the day. As we mentioned earlier this afternoon, he cleared the 1,000-point barrier for his collegiate career.
It's a big one in the bonus here.
First one up and in. Clutch free throw right there by Jordan Lathan.
Yes, it was.
Morehead State leads by 10. He can make it 11 if he can bag the second one. Lathan takes his time, looks up, and nails that one as well. Perfect.
Yeah.
14 for Jordan Lathan. 3:35 to go, MSU 59, Western Illinois 48, Leathernecks control. Bennett far side, hands it to Calicon coming out. The Cisse wants Myers, hands it behind, and Myers coming around. Zigzags through the lane, lost the handle on the basketball, stolen by Thomas.
And Morehead State coming out of the timeout that Western Illinois called, just outstanding on their first two offensive possessions and on every defensive possession as well.
Stelwell floats the middle, clears it to the near side. Rex. Rick's open look three, fired, missed it as it curled out, no good. Rebound to Bennett for Western Illinois.
That was a great look.
Hands it at the near side. Calicon will step into a three. Scoops out, no. Thomas all by himself underneath with the Morehead State rebound.
Yeah.
2:52 left to go.
And Morehead State can kind of slow it down, be methodical, run the offense.
20 on the shot clock. Fellwell just inside the line. High left, Rick's out for it. Far corner, open Thomas. Back to the far hash. Fellwell. He'll curl off the screen from Minix. Drive in, right side Minix, right corner, open Thomas. Catch and shoot, three,
great.
Put it on the board.
Great ball movement.
Thomas now, 10 points. 62-48, Morehead State. Near side, Myers trying to answer with a 15-foot jumper. Rick, missed it.
Another
rebound,
nice
tap.
Rebound.
Rick saves it in the Fellwell. Morehead State with the ball. 62-48, MSU, 2:10 to play. Fellwell to right of the emblem on Bennett, pounding it down between his legs. He'll turn left, come to the logo, and now to the near side of it. Back to his right. 10 to shoot. Left corner, Thomas. Fakes. Jab step. Three ball. No. Rebound slapped out. Near the timeline, it's collected by Fellwell. I think that was Minix who slapped it out to Fellwell. 1:46 to go. Fellwell works it toward the left hash. Standing dribble there. Turns right. Right corner, Thomas. Fakes. Comes
great
down the baseline to the hole. Puts up a shot blocked by Cisse. But a foul on Cisse and two free throws for Khalil Thomas.
And kind of a late whistle there. A little bit unlucky. But, yeah, I don't understand. It was 55-48. Western Illinois called the timeout when they appeared to have the momentum going their way. And since then, it's been all Morehead State on both sides of the ball. And a chance to extend the lead even more here with the two free throws.
Cisse with his second personal, number 8 on WIU.
I don't know what they wanted to discuss.
Thomas, two free throws. First one hits it. 11 points now for Khalil. Solid day.
Yes.
For the graduate student from New Orleans. Takes his time, launches the next free throw, and puts it down.
And now Morehead State calling a timeout to kind of get their breath here. But 64-48, a minute 37 left, and you get the feeling that the good guys are in the driver's seat.
Yeah, I would say you're right about that. You mentioned it, really, that big turnaround after the Western Illinois timeout where they had the momentum.
They did, and when they called that, so you and I both kind of looked at each other like, well, that kind of helps us. Like, we needed a second to get our, to kind of regroup ourselves, and boy, did they ever regroup.
This is a Western Illinois team that doesn't go down easily.
No, they don't.
They will scrap and fight all game long, and they played hard today. Morehead State also has played just as hard, though, and that's why they're in front.
Right.
I think it comes back to what we talked about, MSU with more offensive weapons.
Yeah, and that's really, I think, that what gives Morehead State the advantage, that and playing at home today. I tell you, this isn't the first time we'll see them. We go back to Western Illinois later in the year, and that one's going to be just as much of a war, I think.
That's on February 22nd in Macomb, Illinois.
And could have big implications as far as the standings for the conference tournament when that game rolls around.
MSU will drop back on defense with 1:37 to go, ahead by 16 points. Inbound from the baseline to the left. Calicon all the way out the midcourt to Dent. Dent driving left of the lane on Fellwell. Got tied up momentarily. Right to left between the circles. Myers forward. He'll take it inside the lane. Puts up the short shot. Air ball. Cisse picked it up. and took it to the hole and scored it.
Yeah, I think Riley Minnick's got a piece of that initially, so they may credit him with a block, but it doesn't matter. They got the, they cleaned it up and got the put back.
Layton across the line gets it there on Bennett. Goes to Thomas, to Thelwell at the center circle.
And Western Illinois not fouling to extend the game as we approach a minute to play. The lead is 14.
It is a minute to go, 10 to shoot. Thelwell swings around Myers, right corner Thomas, backs it out to Lathan. Six to shoot. Jordan Lathan moves in, backs up, lost the dribble, turns, fades, and fires from 19. The ball sticks
this
between
be a jump
the rim
ball,
and the glass.
And Morehead State should keep it.
Well, the possession right favors MSU.
Yeah, it got stuck between the rim and the glass, which by rule is a jump ball. Morehead State will get it with a fresh shot clock. Unlucky for Western Illinois.
Boy, oh boy. And you don't see those on 19-foot shots
no,
generally.
Right.
So 48.9 seconds to go, 20 on the shot clock. Morehead State, baseline right. Front court will inbound. Jordan Lathan will do the honor.
To tell him what a great shot I thought that was after the game.
Matching man-to-man, Western Illinois. Ball right sideline to Thelwell. He'll curl up between the circles off the screen from Minix. 15 to shoot, 43 seconds to play.
Again, Western Illinois not fouling. This game's over.
Thelwell to his right on Myers, who's right there with him. Now the switch, Bennett on the defense. Now a long three by Drew Thelwell. Kicks off the rim to the free throw line. Calicon pulls it down for Western Illinois. Ahead to Myers. Right wing, Calicon shoots a three. Bottom of the iron, no. Rebound, Thomas. 21 seconds to go. And Morehead State's going to win this ball game.
And they're just going to dribble it out, and the crowd is on their feet. And a great win, a great effort, especially defensively by Morehead State.
Thomas out near the right hash, just dribbling out the rest of the clock. We're down to 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. And 1 second, this ball game's all over, and Morehead State is in first place all alone atop the Ohio Valley Conference today with a victory at home. Your final score from LST Johnson Arena, Morehead State 64, Western Illinois 50. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. Our post-game report coming up on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hey, honey, can we talk?
Of course. What's up?
Well, I just thought you should know I've been curious about the new Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream.
Have you felt this way a long time?
No, I just think I'd really like the taste of Dr. Pepper swirled with layers of flavor.
If you feel that way, I think you should try it, babe.
It's amazing. I mean, you're amazing, too.
New Dr. Pepper Strawberries and Cream. The new flavor you deserve.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. A good one today for Morehead State. Battle for first place with Western Illinois. The two teams came in tied on top of the standings with 6-1 records. Morehead State wins it today, 64-48 over the Leathernecks. The Eagles are now 16-5 overall, 7-1 in the OVC. Western Illinois with the loss falls to 13-8, 6-2 in conference action. Morehead State winning for the 16th time at home, 10th time this year. Drew Barnett, we talked about it. The one thing that really stuck out today for MSU, the defensive performance was unbelievably good.
It was fantastic. You just love the effort. And this was a hard-fought, physical game. Even though there weren't a lot of fouls called, because it was clean but physical. I know those two things don't go together very often, but the effort was outstanding. Even after they lost Deontay Miles, they still figured out a way to make big plays. I thought the in-game adjustments were incredible. We were great out of timeouts. Every time it felt like they had momentum shifting their way, we would make a big play. And that's a big win, a decisive win, against a team that has been red hot since December 1st.
I don't like to talk about point spreads, but Morehead State came in as a 10.5-point favorite to this game, Drew.
Yeah.
And to be quite honest with you, I thought it might be 5 to 7 points somewhere in there, but
right.
MSU completely outplayed the point spread. And also credit to this partisan Morehead State crowd today.
Yeah.
Biggest crowd of the year, 2,988, saw this game. They were excited from the get-go, and I think they did play a factor in the final result.
Yeah, I think they did, too, and a good student showing, too. We had a presence behind both baskets, so you love to see that. Just an all-around great day for Morehead State. First place in the OVC.
Absolutely. A couple of milestones for two Morehead State Eagles as both Khalil Thomas and Jordan Latham cleared 1,000 points for their college basketball careers, which for Thomas included a stop at UMass Lowell, and for Jordan Latham, stops at UTEP and UMilwaukee. Also, one thing to note, Drew Thelwell inching closer to becoming the winningest player ever in Morehead State basketball history. He now has 85 victories for his career, just three away from the record set about 10 years ago by Terrence Hill, 88. We'll come back to go by the numbers, courtesy of Whitaker Bank. Look at the stats from this ball game. Again, Morehead State wins it 64-48. I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Morehead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Morehead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Morehead State wins it at home before 2,988. The Eagles beat Western Illinois 64-50, and doing so, take control of first place in the OVC. Western Illinois drops a game behind MSU. Now let's go inside the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Western Illinois had two players in double figures. Ryan Myers led the way. He had 11, including three second-half triples. Josiah West chipped in 10 points. J.J. Calicom, the Louisville native, with 8. 7 points for Quinlan Bennett. 6 each Drew Cisse and James Dent Jr. 2 points for Tay Knox. Shea Davis, K.J. Lee, and Braden Lamar played but didn't score. Western Illinois ended up 18 of 62 from the field, only 29%, 5 of 17 outside the arc, 9 of 11 at the free throw line, out-rebounded by Morehead State, 40 to 36.
Wow.
The Leathernecks did, though, collect 16 offensive rebounds. Cisse had 14 boards. He's the OVC's top rebounder, 10 going to Calicon. WIU, 9 assists, 11 turnovers, 3 steals, 5 blocks, 3 of those by Knox. For victorious Morehead State, 3 players in double figures. Riley Minix, another good ball game. He collected his 9th double-double of the season. He had 17 points and a team-high 11 rebounds. 14 points for Jordan Lathan, 12 points for Khalil Thomas. 8 points, Deontay Miles, before he went out with a shoulder injury. Hopefully, he'll be available for Thursday's game at Tennessee State. 5 points for Zach Iemi, who did a great job in a reserve role. Drew Thelwell with 4 points. Eddie Ricks, 4 points. Jerome Morton played 11 and a half minutes but did not score. Morehead State 25 of 58 from the field, 43.1%. 3 of 18 outside the arc, 11 of 12 at the free throw line. Again, winning the rebounding battle, 40 to 36. MSU with 12 offensive rebounds. And once more, I remind you, Riley Minix led the Eagles in boards with 11. MSU passing out 13 assists in this ball game. 9 of those to Drew Thelwell. Had just 10 turnovers, 7 steals, 4 block shots, 2 each, Ricks and Riley Minix. Morehead State wins it 64 to 50. We'll come back to talk to MSU coach Preston Spradlin here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our 5 banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. Morehead State victorious today at home before nearly 3,000 fans. 64-50, the final score. With me is MSU head coach Preston Spradlin. Congratulations, coach. Win number 130, and that ties you for third place all time in coaching victories at Morehead State with Wayne Martin.
Wow. That, Chuck, that's really special.
and I don't want this to be about me at all, so I'm glad you mentioned it in the beginning so that we can move on. But that's really special to me. This place is special to me. To be mentioned even in the same breath as Coach Martin is quite an honor. But I don't want everybody to know what Coach Martin means to me. You know, I don't have a college coaching career without him. He's been a mentor. He's been a friend for a long, long time. And, you know, to be able to walk the same sidelines that he did and to, you know, to tie him is really special. Really special. And I'm extremely appreciative of that. And, you know, I owe so much to Coach Martin. I really, truly do. And so this is a great honor for me.
Well, we were talking before you got over here, and we talked, you and I, before the game, the best two defensive teams in the Ohio Valley Conference. We thought this could be a defensive struggle. It was, but your defense was better today than theirs.
Yeah, give them credit, Chuck. They're really good, right? They lived up to everything that you and I talked about in pregame about them. They're tough. They're physical. They rebound the ball, and they really guard you, and they don't give you anything easy, you know, and that's evident just with our shooting tonight, especially from the three. You know, they do a great job. They contest your shots. They don't get you, let you get a whole bunch of threes off, and they make it tough for you, and they keep you off that offensive glass, you know. So they're a really good team, but you know, you're exactly right. I thought our defense, our guys came hooked up here today, and they really did a great job applying personnel, our coverages, whether it was handoffs, ball screens, posts, scrambles, all of that was really, really impressive. And so just proud of our guys, you know, being able to come out here and focus and apply that in a tough physical game.
We talked about starts in this ball game and how important it was maybe to get out early. And you did that. You got down 2-0, but then all of a sudden it's 10-2 Morehead State.
Yeah, you know, our guys were hooked up. You know, they really, truly were. We executed. We got a great first shot that we wanted for Khalil, wide open. And then they, you know, the Cisse sprints out in transition because he had switched to contest Khalil. And, you know, just an awkward transition. And he gets out there and goes. And, you know, we weren't great with our post spacing defensively on West to start the game there. But we made the adjustments. And honestly, you know, I thought Deontay started that first possession. He started the game really rough. But then he took over. You know, he got back to sprinting that floor, finishing, getting on the offensive glass, blocking shots, and doing all those things. And his minutes were just huge, huge, huge for us.
You talk about Deontay Miles. He was playing very well. Had to go out early in the second half with an unfortunate shoulder injury. How's he doing?
I don't know. You know, I'm not sure yet. But I tell you what, if you saw him, you wouldn't know he's injured because he was clapping. He was cheering hard for his teammates. He wasn't worried about his own injury. He was doing everything he could to keep our guys engaged and to give them something, even though he couldn't be out there on the court. And when he was out there on the court tonight, well, he was a difference maker. He was really good.
And we have to give credit where credit is due. Zach Iami came in a reserve role, and boy, did he play well. And then when he had to go off the floor, of course, that meant you had to slide Riley Minix into the post, and he did a great job there too.
Absolutely. You know, Zach was really good. His screening angles were phenomenal. He got some screen assists. He got some finishes. Got some big offensive rebounds in there. You know, I think he got two big offensive rebounds, and like we talked about against Western Illinois, they're a great physical team. Offensive rebounds aren't easy to get against these guys, so credit Zach for really stepping up. And defensively, just did a lot of things that, you know, they're not on the stat sheet, but boy, they're really good. He did a great job executing what we needed him to.
Offensively, from a scoring standpoint, Riley Minix led the team with 17 points. He was really good as always. He collected his 9th double-double this season, 11 rebounds to go along with that. Jordan Lathan and Khalil Thomas got off to slow offensive starts, but they both figured in the second half in a big way. They ended up, Lathan with 14 points, Khalil with 12, and they picked up their scoring speed in the second half.
Yeah, I think they were both pressing just a little bit. You know, they knew they were close to the 1,000, and you know, it's a big milestone. It's an accomplishment, but it's also a bit of a distraction. And so they were, you know, Khalil, he got good looks, and he's rushing them himself. And then finally he played off the shot fake after a few minutes and got a nice layup in the first half. Second half, he did the same thing. He just, you know, he got in there and went off one foot, and they're a great shot-blocking team. But credit those guys, you know, as big of a distraction, as difficult as that is to play, wanting to hit that milestone, they let the game come to them, and they impacted the game in so many other ways other than just scoring. But ultimately, they got their points to get there and get us the victory. And I can tell you right now, you could ask those guys, if they didn't hit 1,000 points today and we got the win, they'd still be tickled to death. But we'll take both. We'll take both.
Really love the work of Drew Thelwell as the floor general today. 4 points, but 9 assists, and he did a very good job of keeping your guys settled down at the offensive end.
He's special, right? I mean, we just talk about him every game. He's just so steady. And this was a game we really needed, Drew, to have an attacking option one scoring mentality in these ball screens because of their coverage. And he did that. He got some layups and got some plays, but then that opened up everything else for him and allowed him to be able to get in there and get 9 big assists, which, again, you know, I'd imagine he's still staying tops in the nation. He was 6th last week. I don't know where he's at right now, but I can't imagine he's dropped, you know, playing like that.
You got to feel good. You have first place all alone now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're tickled with that, but we didn't talk about it coming into this one. I think the guys knew it, but again, we don't want anything that's going to distract us from our game plan and what we got to do. And just, again, just credit our guys. You know, there's a lot of things that can be distractions, right? The, you know, the big moment, playing against this team for first place, 1,000 points, you know, all those things. And just that really speaks to the selflessness of our guys and the toughness and the togetherness they have to stay focused with all those distractions going on and to be focused on our game plan and on our team. And it speaks a lot to the character, too.
Well, you go on a big road trip down to Tennessee State on Thursday. Then you look ahead to Tennessee Tech on Saturday, and 2 tough places to play and win.
Yeah, super tough. You know, we haven't been to Tennessee State when their students and their band are there in a long time, and so it's going to be a really fun environment to go down there, and they're playing really well. You know, we had our hands full with them here. They just beat Western Illinois on the road last week. So they're playing well. They're doing a great job, and so we got to have a great week. We got to learn from this one, and we got to apply what's going to apply to it and get ready because we're going to have our hands full.
Well, one last thing, our AD, the best AD in the OVC right now, ailing just a little bit, not feeling too good the last couple of days, probably feeling a whole lot better.
Yep.
Kelly Wells, after you guys won this one here today.
Man, you know, he shot me. I think it was the first text that I got, you know what I mean? And I talked to Kelly and yesterday and this morning, and I know it's killing him. He wanted to be here, but, you know, getting himself healthy so that he can be here. But he's doing an unbelievable job as our athletic director. His staff is doing a wonderful job, and we're just really thankful to have him and Fletch and all the guys that just work behind the scenes, you know, work tons of different jobs. People don't realize we got one of the smallest athletic departments staffs in the country, but you wouldn't know it by coming and seeing the product we put on the floor, the game day atmosphere, and all the things we got going, because they have so much pride in this place, and it starts at the top of Kelly.
Well, congratulations to you, your staff, and your players. Outstanding effort today, my friend.
Thanks, Chuck, and thanks to our fans. This was a lot of fun, and got to give a plug. You know, 2 weeks, Thursday night against SIUE is going to be a 9 p.m. tip on one of the big ESPNs, U or something like that. And so we need this crowd to be double. We need it to be double to come in here and our guys feed off of it. But we appreciate all of them being here, for sure.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Chuck.
Go get some rest. Morehead State wins it 64-50 over Western Illinois. Coming back with the final segment of our postgame show here on the Eagle Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead, is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity, scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Once again, the final here at Johnson Arena this afternoon. Moorhead State improves to 16-5 overall and an OVC best 7-1 in league play as the Eagles knock off Western Illinois in this battle for the top spot in the conference. Final score is 64-48. Earlier today, the MSU women lost to WIU 65-59. Now to the rest of the men's scoreboard. About 5 minutes deep into the second half, SIU Edwardsville at home, all over Tennessee Tech 51-28. UT Martin early in the second half leads Lindenwood handily 43-36. Close one at half in Charleston as Eastern Illinois, the home team, on top of Tennessee State, Moorhead State's next opponent, 28-26 the score there. And in the other ball game, also at the half, Southeast Missouri leads at Little Rock 33-30. Time now to name our MSU player of the game. And because of the milestones that they hit today, Jordan Lathan and Khalil Thomas going over 1,000 points for their collegiate careers, it's really special, and I'm going to make them my co-players of the game. Our next broadcast of Moorhead State basketball, both the Moorhead men and women going on the road. The women will take on Tennessee State in Nashville at noon on Thursday. Tom Lewis to start the pregame show at 11:45. The men will be playing later on that day at 8 p.m. I'll be along to start that pregame show at 7:45. Thanks, as always, to our engineer and producer back in the studio, Mr. Ian Corbin, and also to my broadcast partner today, Drew Barnett. I'm Chuck Mraz, reminding you the final score from LSC Johnson Arena in Moorhead, Kentucky. Moorhead State 64, Western Illinois 48. So long, everybody, from the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Moorhead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Moorhead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linux of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Tune in all season long for Moorhead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.